USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. The president from his Mar-a-Lago resort in West Palm Beach, Florida, praises everyone who contributed to the coronavirus vaccine's development.
We're grateful for all of the scientists, researchers, manufacturing workers, and service members who have worked tirelessly to make this breakthrough possible. It is truly a Christmas miracle.
The eastern part of the United States getting hit with lots of rain, which could make for a rough Christmas. The line of rain stretches all the way into Canada and as far south as the Florida Panhandle. A proposal to give eligible Americans direct payments of up to $2,000 will have to wait until after Christmas. Republicans blocked an attempt today to increase stimulus checks to $2,000. The entire House will vote on the measure on Monday. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Some doctors across the country are fearing a post-Christmas COVID surge.
Nearly 3,300 Americans died Wednesday of COVID-19, with hospitalizations continuing to rise across the country. Dr. Stephen Perotti is the head of Kaiser Permanente's COVID response team. He tells CNBC that he's worried about the effect a Christmas surge could have on a hospital system already stretched to the breaking point.
Right now, we are riding the Thanksgiving Day wave. What we're seeing in our hospitals right now is stretching us to the breaking point. And if we don't make the choice now to change the future, then what I'm worried about is we're going to see a Christmas Day and a New Year's wave in January, and hospitals will be beyond the breaking point. That's really what we're facing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
McDonald's giving away free cookies on Christmas Eve. The only two catches, you have to download their mobile app and spend a minimum of $1. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
President Trump and the First Lady are spending Christmas Eve at the President's Mar-a-Lago Resort. Before leaving Washington, D.C., President Trump told lawmakers that $600 payments that were in the new coronavirus relief bill were not good enough, and he wants folks to receive $2,000. As far as the market's reaction to this, Dan Geltrude is America's accountant. He tells Fox News,
it's not going to have an impact on the market, Todd. It's really more of an economic impact. I don't think the difference between $600 and $2,000 is going to have that dramatic impact on the market. But economically, people having that extra money is going to allow them to use that money and spend that money. And that's the economic stimulus that we're ultimately trying to get towards.
Lockdowns notwithstanding, coronavirus cases in this state continue to rise.
California has surpassed 2 million COVID-19 cases Thursday morning. While it took California over 9 months for 1 million people to test positive for the virus, state health officials have confirmed 1 million new cases in just 6 weeks. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Things so bad in the state, the San Francisco 49ers were forced to play their final home games in Arizona. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.